The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, who joins you on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays to give you the latest coming from Africa. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Saying that we'll rule forever. Tanzania's president saying we'll rule forever.
Hey, say that again. I missed that.
Well, we have John Magufuli saying his party in Tanzania, Chama Chama Pinduza, will rule forever.
Yo. Hey, why is Africa like this? Talk to us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, does this sound familiar? Of course it does, because in 2008, President Jacob Zuma said that the ANC will rule till Jesus comes back. It's hubris, you know. And he said forever and ever, did Jacob Zuma. Well, John Magufuli, of course, is being accused more and more of being authoritarian. And at the weekend, he said that there's growing, that lazy prisoners, you have to send prisoners away for a long time and make them work very hard and kick the lazy ones who won't work hard. Well, John Magufuli talking about the cracking down on the media and then saying that pregnant schoolgirls will be banned from schools. You know, he's growing unpopularity because of this authoritarian streak in the man is a pity, because he came in on a wave and he did very well, or seemed to be doing very well, but he really is not. The number of times we've spoken about John Magufuli, he's definitely, his performance has been greatly hindered by this authoritarianism that is coming through.
Oh, yeah. And most certainly, you know, how many of these stories have we had about Jean-Jacques where once again you've got a leader that's coming in with promise and once again turns out to be something completely different? I mean, should we dare say the likes of Robert Mugabe? This is what we have
do.
Yeah, this is what we have to deal with in Africa.
I remember when Robert Mugabe came in, you know, and South Africans, particularly white South Africans, saying, gosh, well, if this is the kind of what majority rule means, and, you know, this is certainly something we could live with. It's not a problem. We should look at it. And I mean, he would, you know, I suppose in fairness could take some credit for the fact that people in South Africa were ready to transform. But then once he came under threat, he, you know, took to the land grab and did some terrible things. I think it's certainly African leaders who are under threat are prepared to say and do things to stay in power are a great discredit to them.
Yeah, no, I hear that. What else do you have for us from the African continent?
Well, you know, the most interesting thing is looking back on the World Cup now. We had yesterday Barack Obama in that excellent speech he made at the Mandela centenary celebration, saying that, look at the World Cup and it's all about using talents from immigration. He called the World Cup victory for France a sort of victory for immigration. Interestingly, because Nicolas Maduro, the Venezuelan president, said, well, Africa's won the World Cup, not the countries that claim to have won it. So in a sense, there was a sameness there. And there's a blog now that has gone absolutely viral saying 80% the French team that won the World Cup, 80% African. So quit your racism, France. They're 50% Muslim. So quit your Islamophobia, France. You know, very interesting at the way they look at the makeup of the team and what it means and what that means for society and life today. And sure, if it does in any way help to improve tolerance and make a sense of what the life is like in those countries today, then fantastic, more to the good. And then as we have, you know, it's the anniversary, it's the 20th anniversary of the ICC, and we know that a lot of African countries were thinking, who were there right at the beginning, were thinking of leaving. We did have last week Lindiwe Sisulu saying, well, we're going to have to think about this. You know, we came into it with a very good, for very good reasons. Getting out of it, maybe not the answer. Maybe we should try and reform it from within. And among the and Muhammadu Buhari, the Nigerian leader, made the keynote speech at the celebrations in The Hague for the ICC and called for it to make this international tribunal a universal one. He praised the visionaries of 1998 who signed the Rome Statute. And then, so it looks like, you know, we will recall that the African Union summit at the beginning of last year spoke about getting out of the ICC. Nice to know that the countries are looking again. Yes, indeed, the ICC has been picking on African leaders, and they were a sort of easy target. But the point of it, to stop the spread of human rights violations and the impunity that comes with that, the point of the ICC is absolutely vital. So if it can be reformed and improved, certainly there is a point to staying there.
No, most definitely there is a point then, if that is the case. Monsieur, merci beaucoup. À demain.
Oui.
Thank you so much, Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, joining us all the way from Stockholm, Sweden.